Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 145 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. I'm sure that by now you're aware of the coronavirus that has been spreading in other countries and here in the U.S. Rightfully so, many of us are anxious about what this means, how we should protect ourselves and our families, and the next steps. Anytime there's something that happens like this that is out of our control, it's completely normal to be anxious. But I also think that it's important to support yourself as best you can so that hopefully your anxiety doesn't become overwhelming. So today I want to share 7 tips that might help you to manage any anxiety that you might be feeling right now. Number 1, and this first tip is especially for anyone who struggles with anxiety on a regular basis, particularly any kind of health anxiety, even when there's not a global health situation happening. And that is to extend yourself as much extra grace as you possibly can right now. It's very likely that your anxiety will be much more intense. If you've worked with a therapist in the past, call on all of the skills that you've learned to take care of yourself right now. Number 2, limit your time on social media. Naturally, lots of what you'll be seeing on social media right now will be about the virus, and if this information is already triggering for you, then it's best to limit your exposure to this kind of news. You may want to consider muting certain words or unfollowing certain accounts so that you see fewer stories or posts about it. Tip number 3, read your news instead of watching it, and choose from reputable sources. When you're watching the news, it's very easy to get sucked into just hearing the same story repeated over and over again, which might lead to a flooding effect. Instead, try checking into reputable news sites maybe once or twice per day to get any news and updates you might need related to the virus. Tip number 4, actively engage your support system. Talk with those in your circles about your concerns. Create spaces where y'all can share your fears and concerns. If you have a therapist, determine whether you might need to schedule another appointment, or might this be the time where you decide to reach out for that type of support. Don't feel like you have to be alone with your worries. Tip number 5. One way to manage anxiety when we feel like we're out of control is to do the things that actually are in our control. And in this case, that is practicing good hygiene and encouraging others in your life to do so. I'm sure you've heard about the need for washing your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. And a little trick to help you count this down is to sing happy birthday to yourself twice. Also, put up little signs in your home bathroom or in your work bathroom that reminds others of the importance of washing their hands. Tip number 6. Be assertive with your boundaries. If you're not comfortable shaking hands and giving hugs right now, it's completely okay to say so. And tip number 7, make decisions about travel and work that are a fit for you. Don't allow people to make you feel silly about your choices. Just because it may not feel serious to them doesn't mean it doesn't feel serious to you. It's okay for you to honor taking care of yourself in the ways that fit best for you right now. Are there other things that you're doing to manage your anxiety and to take care of yourself? Please share it with us on social media using the hashtag TBGInSession. And don't forget to share this episode with 2 people in your circle who might also need to hear it. If you're searching for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic and meet some other sisters in your area, Come on over and join us in the Yellow Couch Collective, where we take a deeper dive into the topics from the podcast and just about everything else. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YCC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.